Let's begin with a look back to last Friday at the NMSU campus.
Both NMSU and the Las Cruces Fire Department staged commemorative ceremonies to remember the lives lost on September 11, 2001. Mike Cook and Elva Osterreich fanned out to get photos of both, resulting in a powerful cover photo and two additional photos on page 3. And there's, like every American, we'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. I've seen some rumors floating around that this Halloween, which is going to be on a Saturday this year, will also have a full moon.
Of all the years to have a full moon on a Saturday and Halloween, and we have COVID.
And we can't really trick-or-treat. But hey, on the bright side, at least everyone will be wearing a mask.
That's true, and we can go out and howl at the moon. And yes, that's true, but there's actually two full moons looming on the horizon. Mike Cook gives his analysis of what they mean and why we call them what we do. That's on page 12 of the September 18th bulletin.
And City Council got a little heated this week during their meeting, discussing the very important but controversial topic of minimum wage.
Right. And when the mayor suggested lowering the minimum wage temporarily for tipped workers, the heat got turned even higher. At a recent city council workshop, he made that suggestion, and the reaction was swift. The council is expected to revisit the matter on September 22nd, a work session that has now been scheduled.
Let's move on next to the world of music and a guitarist out of Alamogordo who has a new album out.
Yeah, guitarist James Effington III of Alamogordo is a self-taught lyricist and guitarist, and his new album is called Becca. Elva Osterreich sat down with him to get a feel for his history and his process of writing songs, as well as take a look at a couple of the tracks from that album. His story and photos kick off our arts and entertainment section on page 26.
And construction continues for I-25 and University. Noticed a couple of differences with lane closures on my commute this morning. But there's a nice preview of how it will look when it's all done.
Yeah, Mike Cook got to interview the artist who is designing all the work that will be emblazoned onto the concrete, and it is just something. In fact, I devoted two full pages to it. It's pages 34 and 35. We've got a picture of the artist, and we've got a picture, a preview of what it's going to look like when that artwork goes up onto the infrastructure of the intersection, or the interchange. So it's just going to be stunningly beautiful when it's done.
Mm. And now to the business section, where you've got some good news this week.
You betcha. We've got on page 39, our business section kicks off with a story about an aviation industry leader that's making a huge investment in Las Cruces, bringing some high-paying jobs along the way. It took a lot of work by a lot of entities to bring it all together, but we're down to the finish line now, and the jobs are coming in hot to West Amador Avenue.
All right.
And, of course, that's just a sampling of what's in the September 18th edition. If you just can't wait till Friday, the digital bulletin can be accessed at lascrucesbulletin.com. You can also check us out on social media, and don't forget the bulletin's best contest. It's ongoing on our website with more than 300 categories and more than 50,000 nominations and votes so far. It's the most exciting event of the season to showcase the cream of the crop of the area's people, places, and products. I believe there's even a category for best DJ, hint, hint, Casey.
Oh, well, so that's not me anymore.
Go vote.
I'm out of that category for good.
Yeah, but you could still vote.
All right, Jess. Thanks so much, and have a wonderful week.
Okay. Bye-bye.